This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Georgian parliament has approved a divisive bill on foreign influence on the third and final reading on Tuesday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The bill requires media and non-governmental organizations and other non-profits to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power if they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad. Skirmishes erupted during discussions over the law. Outside Parliament, bill critics like analyst Alex Petriashvili says it's a threat to democratic freedoms and the country's aspirations to join the EU.
I have no doubts that more and more people will come to the streets.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is seeking to rally the spirits of Ukrainians facing a fierce new Russian offensive, assuring them that they are not standing alone and that billions of dollars in American military aid is on the way to the country and will make a real difference on the battlefield. On an unannounced visit to Kyiv on Tuesday, Blinken told Ukrainian leaders that despite a months-long delay in U.S., assistance that left them vulnerable to renewed Russian military strikes, more weaponry is coming, and some has already arrived. He made the case as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to him for more air defense systems to protect civilians. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal welcomed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv on Tuesday. As Blinken came to Ukraine as the first senior U.S. official since Congress passed the long-delayed $61 billion aid package last month. Shmyhal thanked the United States for the financial aid and expressed the hope that it will, quote, start liberating our territory.